No matter if the uniform is worn on Sundays or just throughout the week, it all feels the same. The chance to be in the NFL is something millions of kids dream about, but few ever get to achieve. So for a Minnesotan who grew up idolizing and following the Vikings, any opportunity to wear the purple is all he needs.
You know, just always wanted to be a professional player, so feels pretty good, obviously, but I know there's a lot of work to do still, and I'm excited about the road ahead.
Isaac Frichte remembers Sundays as a kid, following the Vikings and cheering on his idol Randy Moss, but he never realized he would someday get to wear that same uniform. As an undrafted rookie, after playing two seasons with the Gophers, the odds of making the team were slim, but an impressive training camp and preseason led the Vikings to sign the wide receiver to their practice squad.
You know, he was a kid that came in to our tryout camp, wasn't signed right after the draft. And from there, you can see the size, you can see the speed, you can see he does have some athletic ability. So we felt at that time, yeah, let's give him a shot, and let's take him to camp and see what he can do. And as we went through training camp and through the OTAs and mini camp, you can see him slowly progressing. You can see him making some plays in the passing game, but also that he started to show up a little bit on special teams, especially during the preseason game. So we felt from some of the flashes that we saw during that process that, you know, he deserved a shot at the practice squad.
Catching the coach's eye is what undrafted rookies need to do during camp, and the 24-year-old did just that. While his goal would be suiting up on Sundays, he hopes this is the first step in a childhood dream.
Well, I think it's a stepping stone. You know, it's a step in the right direction to try and achieve, you know, what we want to achieve and, you know, helping this organization be the best it can be. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, there's a lot of work to be done still.
Much like Frichte, another undrafted rookie was more than happy to be wearing an NFL uniform and having the chance to compete for a spot on the 2015 roster. Safety Anthony Harris was a star at Virginia, but a shoulder injury caused teams to pass on the talented youngster. While not getting drafted wasn't ideal, he knows he's lucky to be where he is.
It's been nice, you know, compared to the different levels that you know to take to get here, all the preparation you put in. So to just see, you know, how things function on this level and, you know, how much of a business side of it is. But at the same time, you know, guys still share that passion and drive to just come out here and, you know, just focus on football and realize that, you know, you're at the top level and everybody's, you know, kind of looking to get to where you are. You know, it's a great honor and a great feeling.
Harris was proving doubters wrong since the day he reported in May. And his play was enough to garner an opportunity to work on his craft and adjust to the NFL as a member of the Vikings practice squad.
He's a good athlete with good range, and he was another kid that you saw he has a lot of potential. And, you know, in the preseason, he showed he can be physical and support. He has some coverage skills. He was another one of those young guys that kind of popped out to you a little bit on special teams that you wanted to keep around and continue to develop him.
Both rookies would much rather be playing on Sundays, but as undrafted free agents, the odds are slim. They hope this is the first step in their long NFL journey. They are in the league, living out their childhood dreams. And having an opportunity to still wear an NFL jersey is what it's all about.
The job's really not finished. We got a lot of work still ahead of us, you know, which is good. I'm excited for that and excited for my opportunity.
Feels good, you know, to be able to, you know, wake up each morning and focus on something that I love, which is football. So I'm excited to be here, you know, got a lot of great guys who I'm learning from, a lot of great coaches trying to help me get better. And right now I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunity.